Rock Island was a good company. It always was a good company. It was a good company to work for. I mean, you could, they, you know, they didn't try as far as, you know, play patsy with the men and like this, you know. But like any company, you're going to have a few in management and a few in labor that are unreasonable and want everything their way. Rock Island was that way. But for the most part, management was good to work with.
Yeah. What was the biggest challenge dealing with the railroad as a union rep?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, the hardest thing was appeasing the men. That, you know, because we would have a union meeting, and a monthly union meeting here in Little Rock, and we would have anywhere from 100 to 200 people there. And you always had, I jokingly made the statement one time that as a union rep, that you've got, this month, you've got this half of the men upset with you, you know, and next month they get happy and you got this other half upset with you.
Yeah.
So if that's the way it was,
yeah,
nearly all the time. I had, as far as problems dealing with people, I had some people that I represented that was more of a problem than management was, honestly. And I never had but one person fired. I had one person dismissed for 6 months one time in a case. But I had one person fired one time, and I recommended that. I seen he wasn't going to work out. See, they were on probation for 30 days when you hired them. And so if they couldn't join the union, I recommended they did not join the union for 30 days, because it would be a waste of money for them if they did not work out for management, see. So, and in this time, well, this young fellow worked about 3 days a week. He was on something or another, and also, he tried to say it's prescription from the doctor, but we found later, and we know now, prescription drugs is a lot of people use these to get high on, mm-hmm. You know, but that's what he was on. So his work was limited as to what he could do. In other words, for his climbing up on top of the equipment and working up there and so forth, you know, there's certain things that he says the doctor said to him he could not do because he was on this medication. One thing, there's constantly something like this all the time for the first 30 days, you might say. Well, I was getting ready to go to, well, I went in and I told him, I said, look, I said, I'm afraid this fellow's not going to work out. And I wasn't being a supervisor. I wasn't being on management side either, but it was just a fact. And I had worked with my tools enough to know that if a man is going to be put with me as a buddy, I want him to know what he's doing. And I want him to want to be the type of guy who wants to learn if he don't know. And this wasn't the case with him, this fellow. So I was getting ready to go to convention in San Francisco. And I went into the officer there in charge, the production officer, and told him, I said, look, I said, this man's 30 days are going to be up before I get back. I said, you know, better keep you on, be on your toes. He said, don't worry about it, so I'll take care of it. And so he didn't. He let it slide by and got back, and then it wasn't very long until they cited him for violations. And of course, you couldn't fire a person on the railroad without an investigation. An investigation is set up just like a court procedure. He was on management on this side of the table, labor was on this side of the table.
It's like court.
That's right. Yeah. Management head there, might say a prosecuting attorney over there, and that was putting the charges on the guy. I was over here as a defense. Had a stenographer sitting here taking down everything. And that's the way it is. And so they set up an investigation, and I defended him best I could because I had to. you know. I told him, I said, look, you've got to prove now that this man is not capable of being an employee because you let him stay 30 days. See, I said, that put the monkey back on my back now of looking out for this man. But we lost him anyway because the case went to Chicago. If we didn't agree with the findings here locally, we could appeal it. And it went to the Chicago to the labor board up there, and they ruled against us up there. The general chairman, the head union man on the Rock Island Railroad, handled it up there, and he was the number one man. So we lost it up there, and I figured we would because they had too much stuff against him already. And that's the only case I ever lost. Had a man one time that lived out of Benton, Arkansas, down here. He was a veteran of Vietnam, Marine, ex-Marine, young fella. Come back, still jumpy. And third shift supervisor in the train yard, they was running trains. That's what them boys down there did, in and out. He, for some reason or other, didn't like him. And got to riding his back. About 2 o'clock one morning, the phone rang in my home. Woke me up. And the general car foreman had already been called out there, and he said, you better get down here. He said, called this fellow by his name. He said he's just whipped a supervisor down here. So I got up and dressed and went down there, and sure enough, you know, and we had talked about that several times about what was going on the third shift, and had the investigation. It lasted nearly 2 days. Lots of witnesses.
So the guy literally beat him.
And so they said they was going to just fire this man right out and do nothing to the supervisor. That's what they wanted to do. And I said, no, you're not going to do that. They said, well, what do you accept? I said, what are you going to do to the supervisor? So they said, well, we can give him 90 days off work, 30 days off work, or whatever. I said, what are you going to do with my man? He said, well, if we don't dismiss him, he'll have to accept 6 months off without pay. And I said, then the supervisor will too. And so that's the way it was finally settled. But all in all, I enjoyed my work. I like working with people. And I like helping people. And I like railroading. It's a good occupation. Pays well now.
It's more stable than a lot of jobs.
Oh, yes. Very much so.